Abba, Father, everything is possible for you, yet not what I will, but what you will. And that's what they're going to be doing on the banners. I'd love us to really get that deeply embedded in our hearts. We've been doing some series as grown-ups and children in Discoverers. You're going to be doing similarly, looking at John 15 in the coming weeks. And we've been looking at this series called The Impossible Life Made Possible. Let me ask you a question. How do you do the impossible? How do you do what you know you can't do? How do you do what you know you can't do? Well, how do you do what you know you can't do on your own? And the answer is you get help. You get help. And there's a wonderful story that Matt introduced me to. We're just going to watch a little 4-minute video clip. It's kind of linked in with a bit of a marathon theme. But this is a story that reminds us of what is possible when you get help, even if you think it's impossible. We'll just show this this clip now while the kids work on their little banner. I want to just ask everyone, who do you look to for help? When you're trying to do something that you know you can't do, do you think, well, I can't do that? Or do you look and ask someone for help? One of the great things watching the children is that they get getting help. And you know, it's wonderful, isn't it, to see a parent helping a child. But you know, all of us, we have the great and amazing privilege of not just looking to one another for help, but to looking to God Almighty for help. And this is the essence of this this banner, this verse that the kids are putting together. Abba, Father, it's a prayer. It's a prayer that Jesus prayed. And I want to ask you this morning, whether you're young or you're old, I want to ask you to talk to God. Talk to your dad in heaven. That's this most wonderful picture that Jesus uses time and time again of prayer, is Abba, Father. And allow him to be the one you pour out your hearts to. Children have this very wonderful way of repeating their requests. I don't need to speak to them on this because they get this. They keep them simple and they say them often. Please, can I have this? Please, can I have this? Please, can I have this? And you know, Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, where this is from, is a simple, repeated prayer. It is amazing. It is amazing that he just poured out his heart to God in no pretense, just being real with his Heavenly Father. And I want to ask, are you being real with God about the things you'd love him to do? Abba, Father, he prayed, falling on his face when you read in Mark 14. Pour out your hearts to him. You know, I don't know what your picture of God is like, but the thing you see in the Bible is that God is a very generous giver. He just lavishes his gifts upon us. And one of the great tragedies is that we take his gifts and we try and use them to earn favor with God or independence from God. So every good thing any of us have is from God. And yet we so often try and use those things that God has given us to be independent from him or to earn favor with him. I have to say that the grown-ups, we're the worst at this. Children get gifts. They get what it is to have a childlike faith in God. But I read this week, that a Christian life is best when it's a life of pure childlike confidence in the superabundant kindness of God. The Christian life, let me say that again, is a life of pure and childlike confidence in the superabundant kindness of God. Do you have a relationship with God like those children were speaking about on the video? That amazing way that they were able just to say, I talk to God about anything. One of the things I love was even the people I wouldn't tell anything else to at school, I can speak to God about that. Are you real with him? Are you pouring out your heart to him? Is he Abba, my Father, our Father, the one you can speak to? I said at the beginning of the year, this is our verse for the year, and I spoke on it then. And I said, if anyone's got a song they want to write about this verse, it'd be great. We can write new songs or poems or anything like that. And Anne Drake, got a few weeks later, had a poem that she'd written on this. And as she reads it, don't worry, I think it's going to get in Fellowship, the next Fellowship magazine that comes out. But Anne, I wonder if you could come down and just read this poem to us. she's got. Here comes Anne. Can we just encourage Anne as she comes forward? Just seeing where the microphone is here, Anne. Okay.
Abba, my Father, your call draws me near, and I run to meet you. My heart knows no fear, for I know you and love you, know what you have done to give me new life through the death of your Son. Abba, my Father, no words can define the wonder, the blessing that now is all mine. Your strong hand holds mine as we travel life's way. All the time I hold fast, my feet cannot stray. Abba, my Father, you are my delight. Though I'm undeserving, you give me the right to call you my Father and rest in your grace until that day dawns when we meet face to face. Great King of the cosmos, creator of all, sustainer, redeemer of men great and small, your power is awesome, your splendor divine. Yet your Abba, my Father, I am yours, you are mine. Abba, my Father, my trust is in you, for you are beside me whatever I do. This is the truth which gives joy to my heart, that I am your child and we never will part.
Amen. Thank you so much, Anne. Really been a blessing to me. I wonder if we're at the place where the banners can kind of come out and the children can hold them up just around here. Do you want to just stop where you are there? That'd be fantastic. Okay, and they're going to bring this out. And what I want you to do, as well as us just thinking about trusting him. Do you want to come? Here we go. As well as just thinking about trusting and talking to God, we've got to learn to trust him, because there are two wonderful things in this verse that you need to get your heads around. And the first is this, that everything is possible for God. Everything is possible for God. And we get to talk to him. Everything is possible with God. And as the kids bring this up, you'll see these different components here that help us grow in our trust. Hey, these look fantastic. Should we just give them a big round of applause here? Why don't you guys come and hold your one this way, over this side, okay? There we go. Let's bring this one over this side. That looks beautiful, okay? Everything is possible for you. Now, I've got up here on the screens just some pictures. I don't know if grown-ups or children, if you know what these are, up here on the screen. Here we go. Four things. Any ideas? Do you recognize any of those? Yeah? What have we got? We've got the... We got the earth. Anyone recognize what's over here, grown-ups? Come on, you can shout it out. Sun, what's that? What's that? No, not Mars. Anyone else? Jupiter, very good. And that one at the top? The Milky Way. Okay, do you know how you would kind of organize them in the right size? Have you ever tried to do this? Okay, let's have a look at the size one, Andre. There we go. Okay, earth is this dot here. That's where we are. Can you locate yourself on it? No? Okay, well, this was Jupiter, that huge gas giant, and that's the sun. And then, actually, that sun is like a dot in the galaxy. And the galaxy is one of loads of galaxies, and God made them all. Everything is possible for him. Are you trusting him? As you talk to him, are you trusting that he can do what you're asking him to do? I assure you, he can do it. Are you trusting him, though? And I don't know if you find this, children. Sometimes it was so helpful to hear what you shared. But sometimes when I ask God for things, I find that he doesn't always do exactly what I want. Do you ever find that? Anyone else? And part of my trusting him is trusting that he is wiser than me and that his will is not always my will. I don't know, children, do you always get everything you ask for from your mums and dads? Do you get everything? If you say, I want sweets for dinner, I want everything in the shop, do you always get it? I don't think so. We don't, do we? Because actually the wise father knows what's best for the children. And sometimes he'll want to hear and he won't, He'll do the things because we ask. But other times, we need to learn to say, yet not what I will, but what you will. And so we learn to trust him. So talk to him. Children, thank you for encouraging us in our praying. You're talking to God. He's Abba, Father. Everything's possible for him. But even when Jesus was praying this, in between these, he prayed a prayer. And he prayed. He actually said, take this cup from me. Here you go, I got a cup. That's what Mark 14:6 says. He was praying it just before Easter when he died. And the cup wasn't a kind of a cup to drink. A cup was like, anyone know what this is?
Medicine.
Yeah, I didn't get cowpaw because I used to really like the taste of cowpaw. But, you know, like bitter medicine was actually what Jesus had to drink on the cross. That was the kind of picture he said. And he didn't want to go to the cross because it was going to be painful and difficult. But he died for us because he knew that that was the way that we would be able to taste the sweetness of coming back to God and knowing him as our Father. So he took the medicine, the bitter medicine, to make us whole and well so that we can have this relationship with God. And so pray. Make the most of what he's made possible. And if you want to discover more about the wonder of Easter and all that's about, then I urge you over these months of Lent, make the most of a chance to seek God yourself, gather with God's people. Together we're stronger, and let's seek him. But let's also get together with God in prayer. Let's ask of him. What are you asking God for this Lent? Begins this week in the run-up to Easter, 40 days away. What are you asking God for? Heard some of what the children are asking God for. What are you asking God for? For friends, for our city, for our nation. I want to encourage you to ask God that this Easter would be the most amazing Easter where you get a chance to see again afresh how wonderful it is, and you proclaim it in a way you never have done before, what Jesus has done for you and I. And maybe you're sitting here and you're thinking, well, maybe that's okay, but I don't still get this whole Easter thing. And just while the kids are up here, I'm going to ask Lucy if she's going to can come up. And Lucy's going to come and share a bit about Alpha. She just got with some other people to investigate more about the Christian faith. So let's encourage Lucy if she just comes and stands up here. There we go. I hold the microphone for you there, Lucy.
Before starting Alpha, I wasn't a Christian. I'd only been to church for a few weeks. And I heard about it in the service, and I thought, well, I might as well go along, see what it's about. Wasn't really expecting that much. And I didn't realise how much of an impact it would have on my life. I learnt so many new things about God, about the reasons why I'm here, and the answers to questions I was always too afraid to ask. I met some new and lovely people, and everyone was so friendly. I've really felt comfortable and never felt judged. And the food was pretty good too. I have Alpha to thank for showing me Jesus, and now Jesus has shown me a better life. I'm now Christian and have never been happier.
Amen. Thanks so much. Could that be in a few weeks, months, years' time, your friend, your daughter, your granddaughter? You? Because you maybe had the courage to do something like Alpha, or invite someone to Alpha, or first, let's backtrack, pray for someone that God would come and touch their life. So the Alpha Supper's this Monday. There'll be sign up for it on the door or here up on the stage after the service. But the course begins the following Monday as well, so both of those you can invite people for. And above all that, I want you to be praying for our city, praying for our friends, that God would work in their life, that they would come to experience the wonderful news that we've been hearing today. And pray for all of the kids. Pray that they would keep teaching us. Jesus said, let the little children come to me. He said, unless you become like these, that childlike faith in the super abundant kindness of God.